Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. You can follow us or you can text us on the Eggersteiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Eggersteiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And Ron, we have your chance to register for a great holiday gift. Visit 93.7thefan.com contesting page, our contesting page, the page with contests on it. It's horribly written. To register for your, not the page, this thing I'm reading, to register for your chance to win a four-pack of bronze season passes to Kennywood. This would give you admission to Kennywood every day during the 2019 summer season. Enter now at 93.7thefan.com for your chance to win this four-pack of bronze season passes to Kennywood. Ron, there's a couple things that strike me as very strange still about the Ben mystery. One is the runaway X-ray machine at the stadium. I'm sorry. I find it hard to believe that an NFL team plays there and a Major League Baseball team plays there and you can't spit out an accurate X-ray.
Yeah, I mean, I was there. It's an absolute dump, but you would think because the stadium is a dump doesn't necessarily mean that the X-ray machine is old and antiquated. It's a bit of a reach for me as well. Although I will say again, that stadium is an absolute dump.
Sure. I mean, if we're to take everything the Steelers are telling us at their word, then we have a major story on our hands in the NFL. And the NFL's got to get that cleaned up immediately because that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. It's a catastrophic injury waiting to happen. You send a guy back on the field, not knowing what his injury is. And that's exactly what the Steelers are telling us happened. So, again, if I take them at their word, Ron, then they put their quarterback in harm's way the other day, not knowing what his injury was. That's what I go to. You?
Yeah, they said they didn't know until they got back home what the extent was. Now, Ben was medicated. I mean, he gets the pain-killing shot, and obviously I'm sure he started to feel better. He said to Tomlin, I'll give you whatever I got, and Tomlin put him back in.
What do you make of that?
I think Tomlin wanted to win the game. Now, he confirmed what Ben said, that he was going to put him back in anyway, even if Oakland hadn't scored late to go ahead before Ben led them back. Now, I guess if they'd have scored a defensive touchdown, that would have changed. But he said he was going back in anyhow. I think, you know, he thought he needed him to win the game, basically.
So we don't know what our quarterback's injury is here. It could be something that could affect him the rest of the year. Who knows? We're being very safe here.
Or if he gets hurt worse, yeah.
But no matter what, we're going to put him in for this last series or whatever it was. That makes no sense to me. And if it is what they're saying it is, then they put their quarterback in harm's way. You don't know what the shot is masking there.
Well, and even Ben talked about, you know, you have to be able as the quarterback to be able to defend yourself, A, and if you can't throw like you normally can, you don't want to hurt the team also. He felt like he could go back in, so they put him back in.
Something's fishy in the state of Denmark here, Ron, in my opinion.
We're not in Denmark, are we?
We're not in Denmark at the moment. I'm just trying to figure out.
We may be shipped out of town in a boat to Denmark.
This whole thing. This is very odd to me. I'll say that much. Let's hear, is Mike Tomlin. And if I heard this right, he completely contradicted himself. I'm willing to take this back if I didn't hear it right. Joe Kopp clipped part of what Tomlin said here about when Ben would go back into the game. Like, what would it take for him to go back in the game? And what did he mean the other day when he talked about rhythm and flow as being the reason Ben didn't go back in? So let's hear his answers to that question here.
If we felt like we needed Ben to win the game, we were willing to do it.
What about the rhythm and flow quote that you had after about Joe?
You know, whether or not we were ahead or behind had nothing to do with whether or not we inserted him into the game. And that was my reference in terms of rhythm of flow. It doesn't necessarily mean we had to be behind to reinsert him. It just meant were we fluidly moving the ball? Did we have a chance to put ourselves in position to win?
What?
Yeah.
Okay, first he said
what to a few questions today.
If we felt like we needed him in there to win the game, they were going to
put
him in.
We were going to put him in.
2 seconds later, whether we were ahead or behind had nothing to do with putting him in the game.
Yeah, it's a contradiction.
All right, I guess after all of this today, I'm as confused as I was yesterday. Something just seems very weird. On to the kickers, Ron. What do you make of this situation where, and this is very odd as well. We're going to bring in a bunch of kickers, but our kicker who can't kick is going to be part of the mix.
Well, I think, no, that makes sense to me. If they find somebody that they like better, Boswell will be out. If they don't find somebody better, Boswell still will be their kicker this week. So they're not cutting him right now and then looking to bring somebody in. They got to figure out who's out there first.
So it's all dependent on how these people do with this tryout.
I would think that would be a big part of
it. That doesn't sound good for Boswell.
No, it doesn't.
If you bring
but he
in
did the
three
same
guys.
Thing. He did the same thing with the punter earlier this year, remember?
Yeah.
He brought in guys and they ended up keeping the punter.
I know,
you
but
know,
the punter
it's
didn't
always,
have...
It's always easy to say get rid of somebody, but you got to replace him. Now, I'm with you. If I'm Boswell, I'm not sleeping real well, but I don't know that they necessarily are going to pick somebody off the street that they like better.
I hear that. The punter didn't have Steve Blast disease. I'm worried that the kicker does. I say that in all honesty.
Punter wasn't very good either, Joe.
Yeah, he wasn't doing this. He wasn't doing this.
I mean, I my sense of listening to that is they would love to replace him.
Yeah.
But they got to find somebody to replace him
yeah.
with. And until they have that guy in mind, they're not eliminating him. That's
well,
all.
If I'm him, I'm not feeling too comfortable.
I think I wouldn't be sleeping either, man. I'm with you.
All it takes is one guy to have a good day. And I don't know who that guy is. Nobody knew who the guy, nobody who knew Chris Boswell was.
Nobody knew Jeff Reed or
anybody else.
Sean Sweesum, go right down the list.
So in my opinion, he should have been cut today because I can't, it's hard for me to imagine somebody doing worse than missing a 39-yard field goal, clanking an extra point off the upright, and falling on your ass on the game-winning field goal. And on top of all that, being the last-ranked kicker in the league in extra points and in field goals.
He's had a horrible year.
How can he be worse
terrible
than that?
Terrible is what he said.
And the only reason he's here is because of his contract. Do you agree with that?
Yep, terrible.
What are you pointing at?
Let's go to Jacko and see what Jacko has to say.
Okay.
Hello. Jacko, are you there?
Hey, guys. Hey, I had a great weekend in San Francisco until about 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and once again, the Steelers lose to the pathetic Raiders. And I know the players get over this quickly, but I got to live with these Raider fans who know I'm from Pittsburgh, and they know I'm on this show. But I just heard, and Joe, you said it yesterday, the Steelers owe an explanation to the fans on what happened on Sunday. And I heard Ben and heard Tomlin, and come on, this is a song and dance, okay? That's what they just did. They put a big dance on, and they're putting the blame on Kevin Colbert. He's the fall guy here. Since when is Kevin Colbert playing Jerry Jones? I mean, come on. And Ben mentioned the 1970s X-ray machine. Where's the NFL on this? Don't they inspect this equipment?
That was Joe's point exactly, right, Joe? I mean, how can this be, Jacko? How can it be?
Yeah, and where was Tom? I know the field conditions were asked to Tom, but I mean, come on. It rained all week out here. Where are your scouts? We saw the cases being ran on the field. Jenny O asked, what is that? I said, that's the cleats. Why wasn't that on the sidelines before the game? They had a timeout left at the end. Why did Boswell have the right shoe on to plant? I mean, come on. I've always supported Tomlin, but this is getting really old. And, you know, going forward this week, and I am so worried about Brady throwing up 45 points in this game. I mean, they're ticked off after that dramatic play Miami had on Sunday. And then you got Breeze. The Saints are going to be fighting for a home field advantage in the NFC. If the Steelers go 8-7-1 and miss the playoffs, I think Rocky Blyer said it. I mean, changes got to be made, and it may include Tomlin. It's a very, very upsetting weekend for me.
All right, Jacko, thanks for venting. I think you're not alone out there.
Jacko's not happy.
Jacko is a big fan. There's no doubt.
I know. Whenever I've heard him before, he's been very mild-mannered, very polite. Today, the guy's freaking out there.
Well, right? I think Rocky Blyer, he said it all, right? Rocky Blyer. I'm done, he says. I'm done.
We're going to hear that. We have to play that again because it was an incredible, you called him a thespian for this reading. And I would agree, Ron. This was a dramatic reading by Rocky Blyer.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.